everybody. This is Mayor Jane Castor, City of Tampa. And I just want to announce to everyone that based on the increase in the number of positive COVID-19 cases that we have seen in the City of Tampa, and by increase, I mean a 900% increase in the last month in positive cases here in the city. For the entire county, we have 4 out of the 5 highest zip codes for positive tests in the City of Tampa. And a lot of people are saying out in the community that the only reason we're having positive case increases is because we are increasing the testing. That is true. We are increasing the testing dramatically. We are asking everyone to come and get tested. Our goal is to have 2,250 people tested a day in Hillsborough County. But if you look at that ratio of testing to positive outcomes, we are still increasing dramatically at the rate of 100 cases per day. The majority of those increases right now are in the age bracket of 25 to 34. So those younger individuals that when I was young, I felt that I was invincible. And so, you know, that's that young age group that is healthy and probably can get through this virus safely with, you know, minimal physical impact. The issue is that they're taking this home to individuals who can least afford to get this disease. Today, during the emergency policy group meeting, Dr. Holt made a presentation, and he talked about the deaths from COVID-19 are still very low. However, they're changing. They were associated with long-term care, and now he is seeing a trend towards individuals who have contracted it at home from a family member. And so that was one of our greatest fears, is that young individuals in social settings would pass on COVID-19 and take it home to those who could least afford to contract it. Now, as the emergency policy group, we were discussing the possibility of bringing back language for a facial covering ordinance. I tried back in April to get a facial covering ordinance or order passed through the EPG and was not successful. And so what we did is we worked to encourage different organizations, including all of our grocery stores, the larger grocery stores, pharmacies, home improvement, restaurants, all of our Lift Up Local participants, had the requirement for their employees and team members to wear masks. And we got the agreement of all of those other organizations that I just mentioned to require that all of their employees wear face coverings and to encourage their customers to do the same. And so that obviously was beneficial. But now we have reached a point with the increase in the number of cases that we have got to, in the City of Tampa, go to a mandatory facial covering order. And this is the one thing that research, all of the research is crystal clear. If individuals were to wear face covering for 2 weeks, we would cut the spread of COVID-19 by 80% or more. And so we are going to pass this facial covering order that is going to go into effect tomorrow, Friday, June 19th at 5 p.m. And it is very, very simple. We will have a copy of the draft up on our website. There are a number of exceptions. The only time that you're required to wear a facial covering is indoors, when you are unable to 6 foot distance separate from others. You don't not required to wear it if you're in your home, your residence, no one under 2 years old. If you have any type of a physical condition that doesn't allow you to wear facial covering, then you're not required to do that either. So it's just a very, very common sense requirement to wear facial covering when you are in close proximity with others. Very simple. And we hope, I know, that this will dramatically reduce the spread of COVID-19 in our community and that it will save lives. And I am taking this action for the health of our community, for the physical health, but also for the economic health. We are just getting back up on our feet economically. And the last thing that we can do is to go in reverse and to have businesses closed down. And we've seen that in our community where individuals have tested positive and businesses have had to close down. So it's a very simple step. Hillsborough County presented a survey, community survey that they did today, and 76% of those individuals that were surveyed wanted their employees and others around them to wear facial coverings. So the vast majority of our community is looking for others to wear facial coverings so that we can all remain safe, healthy, and prosperous. All right, do we have any questions?
We do. We have a question from Madison Alworth at 10 Tampa Bay, and you covered some of this, but I'll just come real quick. Will mandatory mask order be in place and when? How will this be enforced? What happens if someone is caught without a mask? And what if the citizen doesn't currently own a mask?
Those are all great questions. So tomorrow, Friday, June 19th at 5 p.m., it will go into effect. This will be enforced. It will be first and foremost the way that we have done everything. When we put the safer at home order in place, by and large, everyone complied. And that's why we were able to be a national leader in crushing the curve. Now, unfortunately, we are leading the state in the number of positive cases. And so this is the step that we need to take. I anticipate that by and large, everyone is going to comply with this, but we again are going to educate and encourage. And if it comes down to it, it is a civil infraction. So a civil citation will be given. There's no criminal penalty. And if individuals don't have a mask, we will supply them. We will supply them to businesses. We will supply anyone who needs a mask. We will provide that either through the city of Tampa. We've had thousands of masks donated, and the county has a huge supply of masks as well. So we will make sure that everyone has a mask available to them.
Just one more kind of general question. Are you still able to eat or drink while at a restaurant?
Yes, you can do that. Again, the common sense, you know, if you're eating or you're drinking, then you can pull that mask down. What we're looking for here is to cut the transmission of this COVID-19 in our community through a cooperative effort of all of our residents. So residents, visitors, anybody in the city, that's what we're asking. There are a number of counties that have gone to this. Pinellas County, St. Petersburg did an order just for businesses, which we had in place as a compliance, not a mandatory order, but we had that in place. And they're going to a citywide order on Monday, and more than likely the county of Pinellas. The only southern urbanized county that doesn't have a facial covering order is Palm Beach. And we currently are in a race with them to be number one in the positive COVID-19 cases. So this is a step that needs to be taken. And again, I have no doubt that our community will step up just like we have in the past, and we will once again be able to crush this COVID-19, and we will be able to continue to get back up on our feet and move forward economically. So I thank everybody in advance for their cooperation. And if you don't have a mask, I've got one I'll give you. Thank you all.